province's chief medical officer of health says if our current epidemiology holds, she sees no reason why trick-or-treating cannot go ahead this Halloween with the appropriate precautions in place. Dr. Janice Fitzgerald says further details will be released in the coming days. In the meantime, the provincial government is working with public health officials in Quebec, who are currently monitoring an outbreak in the region near the Labrador West border.
The special measures orders that apply to communities in the Quebec Lower North Shore and the Labrador Straits, as well as the Fairmount and Labrador West border, remains in effect. We are working with public health officials in Quebec, and the public health authority in Quebec continues to monitor the situation in the Kaniapsko region and advises the risk of community transmission is low at this time.
There are no new reported cases of COVID-19 in the province on Wednesday. The daily government releases on COVID-19 numbers will be discontinued unless and until new cases are reported. Meanwhile, New Brunswick reported Nova Scotia reported no new cases on Wednesday, while New Brunswick and PEI both recorded one new case. There are currently seven active cases within the Atlantic bubble, one of which is in this province. School absenteeism related to cold leg symptoms has some people asking whether certain symptoms should be reconsidered in determining whether children should be allowed back to class. Children with two or more COVID symptoms are asked to stay home until those symptoms have been resolved for 24 hours. That means a lot of students with the runny nose and cough associated with a common head cold are already missing classes less than a month into the new school year. The Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Janice Fitzgerald, says they're always looking at the symptom checklist.
How we will change those, if we change them at all, is another question, but it is something that I think a lot of jurisdictions are looking at. And now as children have gone back to school and we see more of what symptoms are presenting in children with COVID, because up until this point, you know, we haven't had a large amount of experience with children with COVID. So that may change with regard to how we look at symptoms in children versus adults. So all of that information is being evaluated.